This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to the good people at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, childcare workers in this country get some of the lowest salary and benefit packages, not just in the education field, but of any profession in the country. That's just one of the reasons turnover in early education is so high and qualified teachers are in such short supply. In California, school districts have started offering more pre-kindergarten programs, which has kind of shaken up the education economy quite a bit. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Priska Neely has the story.
Are we playing the hot potato game?
A beanbag flies through the air as beaming 3- and 4-year-olds hastily pass it along, trying not to get stuck with the hot potato.
Uh-oh, how many of you guys got burned?
10 times?
Selma Sanchez is out with the kids today. She's actually the program director of the Child Development Consortium Los Angeles and oversees 10 preschool sites. But lately, she's been filling in as a teacher. At this center, 90% of the staff left for other jobs in recent months.
I've been interviewing like crazy.
Most of the staff went to work at a Head Start center that opened nearby. That federally funded preschool program pays slightly better than the $20 an hour she can offer. She can't find candidates with bachelor's and master's degrees who will settle for that rate. One person who was willing to take the pay had never taken a child development course.
She had like over 5 years of experience, but no education. And that's who we hired.
Because that's what you can get.
That's all I could get.
Finding qualified teachers is often a challenge, but Sanchez says a recent change to the state's education system has exacerbated hiring issues. It's called TK, Transitional Kindergarten.
TK has been affecting us since they started.
California's pre-kindergarten program for 4-year-olds has been around since 2012. Unlike grade school teachers, the people who care for and educate little kids make vastly different amounts of money depending on the funding stream of the program and the age of the children. So if early childhood education is a food chain, transitional kindergarten is the new big fish, and it's gobbling up a lot of the resources, including qualified teachers.
I could teach TK and probably make like double what I'm making now.
That's Stephanie Guerrero, a site supervisor at a preschool in Glendale, California. She loves her job, but has trouble paying all of her bills. She makes about $38,000 a year.
Like, you don't get paid enough. You start to feel like, what am I doing here?
She already has her bachelor's and is getting her teaching credential and hopes to start teaching TK next year. Nationwide, as more school districts step in to provide education for kids under 5, more teachers are making this leap. So the early child care providers that pay less are scrambling.
You could say this was an unintended consequence, but it was actually quite a predictable consequence.
Marcy Whitebook runs the Center for the Study of Child Care Employment at the University of California, Berkeley.
When people with the same qualifications are being paid dramatically different salaries, then of course you're going to see this movement.
Whitebook's analysis found that about a third of pre-K and kindergarten teachers nationwide use some form of federal income support, like food stamps. More and more states are investing in early childhood programs. A growing body of research on early brain development shows these programs help children succeed later in life. That, in turn, has increased the demand for qualified teachers. But for now, getting a bachelor's degree in early childhood education has the lowest projected earnings for any college major. Several cities and states are working toward evening out salary differences among all kinds of teachers. But in California, the gap persists. And without change, providers say the shortage of preschool educators will only get worse. In Los Angeles, I'm Priska Neely for Marketplace.